Today's country and your all-time favorites. 95.1 The Bull. Rob Getz in the bullpen joining me on the line this morning from the Carnegie Cultural Center. Been a while, but great to be in touch with Michelle here this morning. Shelly, thanks a lot for joining me and taking the time.
Well, thanks for having me, Rob.
As always. And wanted to talk right off the bat. You guys had some stuff going on you wanted to talk about before we talk about this weekend's activities?
Oh, well, we're wrapping up a busy week at the Carnegie. Today is our last day of our Art Safari program. We've had a group of 6 to 12-year-olds with us for a week of screen-free activities. They learned to play and did various art projects. And the biggest thing was I want to thank everybody who came out yesterday to support our lemonade stand. We raised $177 for the Inclusive Playground Project, so the kids are very proud of that.
Absolutely, and that Inclusive Playground Project, we touched base on it within the past week or so here, especially during RAGBRAI Week with some of the associates there at the Parks and Rec. So if anybody wants to learn more about it, we got it on our community conversations section, 95.1thebull.com. Really exciting thing to have in our community. So glad you guys were a part of it, too.
Yeah, well, it's always good to teach the kids, the importance of being community-minded, so.
Absolutely, and now we're getting into this weekend, and I know that the weeks are starting to wane away for summertime, so what a great way to get things kind of wrapped up in a nice little ball here over at Michelson Park.
Right, so though this is probably one of my favorite events of the year because I love music and concerts, so we are hosting our annual Farewell to Summer concert this weekend. It's on Sunday at the East Park Band Shell. The concert starts at 7:30, and we'll have a Totally Rolled ice cream truck. We'll be there starting at 6:30.
And so, if you have not had Totally Rolled ice cream, it is quite the experience and quite a work of art.
It is. I said, and if you've never had bacon in your ice cream before, I would totally recommend that.
So. A maple bacon ice cream? You've never lived till you tried it.
That's right. Don't knock it till you tried it.
And, of course, you got some great musical entertainment. And the name of the group you have for this year?
Tom and Betty Show. So they also play at the group called Betty and the Gents out of Mason City. So if you've never heard of them. Yeah. So they're a husband and wife duo.
Yes.
They do covers. I think she has some original songs as well. So definitely looking forward to hearing them.
Yes, they are quite a favorite around the North Iowa and Northeast Iowa area as well. So if you have not seen them, do check them out. And a great way to kind of wrap things up again for summertime. So more information.
Yeah.
We have that currently posted on our community calendar at 95.1thebull.com. But more information for you, Michelle, and the Carnegie. How can we learn more about you guys?
Well, we have our website, the CarnegieCulturalCenter.org, and then we also have our Facebook page, so updates and current events are always posted on both of those. So,
And you're also always looking for some donations, some collections, if you will, that you guys have for things coming up?
Well, actually, our next display, we have our temporary exhibit area, and our next temporary exhibit we want to feature different collections, and so it's not actually, we're just to be clear, we're not actually looking for donations.
Okay.
We're just looking for people who have maybe a unique collection. People collect various things, and we're just looking for people who have a neat unique collection that they're really proud of and want to show it off for a little while.
Oh, wow. Fantastic. So if I were to say maybe wanted to show off my vinyl collection, would that be something you'd be interested in?
Absolutely.
There you go. There's an idea right off the bat. So, again, do check out Carnegie Cultural Center. Michelle, always a pleasure to speak with you, and we look forward to this weekend with the Farewell to Summer concert there in Michelson Park.
Yes, absolutely. We are, too. So bring the family in your lawn chairs and enjoy the evening.